98.3 The Coast, the best mix in the Best Mix in the Morning show with your Coast Social Network. It's brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. And it is Friday, which means it's Furry Friends Friday, also brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe. This morning, we're speaking with Rebecca Cooper from Animal Aid of Southwest Michigan about Dude. Tell us about him.
Dude is a 5-year-old male pit bull. He's a big guy. He's about 80 pounds. He was found down at Harbor Shores last month, just kind of cruising the golf course. We believe a lady approached one of our the members at the course and said that she'd lost her dog. So everybody in the area kind of mobilized and we're seeing him. And when we found the dog, we could not find the owner. So we've run the lost and found ads and everything, but the owner has not come forward. So Dude is available for adoption. He's a big, mellow guy. He's presently at Mutterly Love being kenneled, and he's going through obedience classes. He's pretty laid back. We haven't been able to get him neutered yet. We're working on that. We ended up with some problems with one of the appointments. So he hasn't had a lot of contact with other dogs. Some dogs he really likes, other dogs he's not really super friendly with. So we're hoping once all the medical stuff gets taken care of, he mellows out even further.
So knowing that he is kenneled, does that mean that folks can visit him some other time then?
Yeah, they can visit him there at Mutterly Love if they'd like to meet him. One of the staff there has been wonderful helping us when we don't have a foster for a dog. We are looking for a foster for him, but right now he is at Mutterly and they're kind of stepping up and they're actually putting one of their staff members is actually taking him to the obedience classes, says he's doing super well. He's learning a lot of basic commands. He has always walked very well on a leash. The only quirky thing about him is he does not like closed doors. He likes to go into his kennel, but he gets upset when you close the door for a few minutes. And if you're a person he likes and you go into, they have little cage setup areas to go in and out of sections so that the dog doesn't slip through the door. If his favorite people go into the little cage section, he gets very upset and will bark until they come out.
Interesting.
Yeah, so he just doesn't like closed doors and doesn't like, he doesn't like to see anything in cages. You know, once he's calm and decides everything's cool, you know, he's good. He's just kind of, that's what they would call the person that originally found him and kept him overnight named him Dude. Because she said he reminded her of a big surfer dude just kind of, you know, hanging out.
Yeah, and if you want to see a picture of Dude, he's got a great picture on our Facebook and Instagram right now and also at 983thecoast.com. Becky, how do folks adopt Dude?
The adoption fee for dogs is $125. That is somewhat negotiable. We give discounts for service members and seniors. The fastest way to reach us usually is through our Facebook page. Somebody flagged me right away. We do use my ground number, which is 269-926-4279. If you leave a message, I will call you back and get you the information. I have applications at Mutterly, and they'd be glad to help you during business hours. You need to be a little patient because, of course, they're waiting on clients, and that has to take priority. But like I said, they've been great in helping us, and they help a lot of the rescues in the area when we don't have a foster and have an emergency situation.
All right. Excellent. Thank you so much, Becky, for telling us about Dude. And again, if you want to see him, he's on our Facebook, Instagram, and also at 983thecoast.com as part of Furry Friends Friday and the Coast Social Network, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.